Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you before Comedy Bang Bang at the UCB Theater in Los Angeles in front of a live name tag bearing audience. Let's see your name tags. There's Jordan with the baseball, of course. Justin, Jonathan, hot, what does that say? Hot Tam? You took a Hot Tamales box and got rid of the Ollies because your name is Tam or Hot? Tam. Hot Tam. All right. This is what the ladies call you. Hot Tam's in the house. Abram? Abraham? You squeezed in that A and the M looks like an M. It just looks like Abram. Justin brought a baggie with a sandwich in it. You know, if it was me that was picking the name tags, that would probably work. But I don't know how anxious the other guests are to have a sandwich. I don't think anyone else is going to be high out here tonight. But thank you for bringing all the name tags, and we will, of course, be... you guys will be whipping those out again later. It's so fun when I go out on the road. People do the same thing you guys do. They don't wear the name tag. They just kind of hide it somewhere. And then when I say, let's play the Let 'Em All game, then all the name tags come out. And it's pretty sweet. Did I mention that it's Tuesday, August 30th, Two Oceans 11? And my new CD, DVD, Potty Mouth hit stores and the internet today. Thank you. Buy it if you like pot or mouths. I hope you enjoyed the extra free episode this week with Garfunkel and Oates, but I need to mention that lots of people pointed out to me, and they are absolutely correct, that Day of the Condor is not a movie. It's 3 Days of the Condor, and that also that Kate should have won the Letterman game. But, you know, with three people that are not high and me sitting there, we should have gotten through it, but mistakes still get made. This Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, September 3, 4, and 5, I'll be doing the Doug Loves Movies tapings each night at Bumbershoot, the music festival in Seattle, Washington, and that's at the Bagley Wright Theater at 7:45 p.m. So if you have tickets to Bumbershoot, go get like a pass for that show at like 11 a.m. And, you know, you can go to bumbershoot.com. It explains everything to you. All of my tour dates now with links are listed at Doug Loves Movies. Yeah, we're really stepping it up a notch. You don't have to look anything, Google anything yourself. You can just click on the link, DougLovesMovies.com. I had a great time in Hyenas in Dallas and Hyenas in Fort Worth. Both of those shows were really fun. And thanks to the people from Woot for giving Woot Monkeys to every single audience member at those shows, because they're based in Texas. The number one movie in the country is The Help. My guests tonight are no strangers to filmmaking. They've all been very much involved in filmmaking, so that's a fun thing for a show about movies. One of whom wrote, directed, and starred in the indie film Bellflower. Please welcome Evan Glodell, Jay Moore, and Jeff Garland. Will be coming out shortly. They're on their way. Oh, there we go. Sometimes the guests, you know, they miss the shuttle bus from the green room to the stage, and so they come out a second or two late. Let's start with Evan, because first of all, I want to apologize to you, Evan, for being, you don't have to switch seats with him. That's awkward. No, I'm starting with Evan because I want to apologize to you because, see, it's starting already. Without even speaking, they are upstaging. You're barely going to get a word in tonight is what I'm trying to say. But he doesn't care. He's just six. Can you believe you're sitting between these two guys?
These two titans of industry.
Oh my God. One of them's
Carnegie and Mullen.
Unmarried, and the other one's got an enthusiasm.
You want to put some cones down and work that one out?
Formerly unmarried, right?
Gary unmarried?
Yeah. See, that's good. Get the sympathy going first, right out of the gate.
You are.
I started it. No, you are. So, yeah, Evan. Evan, thank you so much for participating. And I saw your movie. Bellflower is a movie that you wrote, directed, and co-wrote? Or wrote all by yourself?
I wrote it by myself.
And directed and star in.
Yes.
And it's, I saw it. It's like a, maybe I'm getting high beforehand might be a mistake. What do you think?
I don't think so at all. No.
Okay, good, good.
It was acquired attendance.
For me, it was like a David Lynch fever dream. Is that what you were going for?
Something that if you're high, yes.
I enjoyed it a great deal. I like watching someone with a flamethrower when I'm high. And also, you had me at that the characters love the Road Warrior movies.
Yes.
That's a pretty awesome thing for characters to like. And so how can people, what's going on with the movie now? Is it like still in a smatter? Is it like still showing up across the country? Or?
Yeah, I think it's at the beginning of its platform release, rollout. So it's every weekend is going to
a bunch of new cities.
Yeah, a bunch of new cities.
Like, what do you think? Where do you think it's going to be this weekend? Like Labor Day weekend, where should people go?
I don't know.
I didn't mean to quiz you.
There's a website online somewhere that says.
Oh, bellflower.com, I bet.
No, we don't have Bellflower.
One thing about Evan, he knows how to sell.
I bet at selling things.
It's on some website somewhere. I don't know. Hey, man. Why are you hassling me, man?
Is it like bellflowermovie.com? Is that what you had to go
with? Bellflower-themovie.com.
Bellflower-movie.com.
_
To find out where it's playing. and go see it, because it's supposed to be fun, right? I had fun watching it.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Yeah, because it's pretty. How much blood did you use in making that?
Only a couple gallons.
Oh, that's not bad.
It's not a horror movie, so maybe that's
a lot. There's still some blood in there. How much blood did you use in I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With, Jeff?
You know, there's a lot of, I get asked that so often, and there's a lot of controversy because, you know, one of the things is people really had orgasms in the movie and we used real blood. That's what people are saying about I Want Someone to Eat Cheese With.
You're talking about jizz. You're talking about Twilight.
Right. I'm sorry. Do you know how many times I myself get mistake my movie for Twilight? Fuck.
It's rough. Jay.
That's my interview portion?
It's really not. You know, you did it before whatever. And then missed another one. It's not. It's
like
not
a fantasy
really,
draft.
It's not really an interview. Yeah.
And then you.
It's not so much an interview
in
as it's just we chat a bit before getting to what really matters, which is the Leonard Maltin game.
Bellflower. What is it? For real?
Bellflower-movie.com.
No, Bellflower-themovie.
Oh, Jesus.
It's kind of crap. It's kind of crap.
Bellflower-themovie.com.
Yeah, I mean, like, right. 200,000 people it's are going to listen to this in the next, like, 3 days. Like, let's, I want to make sure he really gets his thing.
And thank you for saying 200,000 people. That's, that's probably a little much, but, you know.
No. No, Doug.
It's in the 100 ballpark for sure.
Doug.
Jay.
Yeah.
So, I didn't listen to it, but apparently you did a whole episode sort of talking about working with Jennifer Aniston on Picture Perfect. And it sounds
to
me...
The Rachel Papers, yeah.
The scuttlebutt, the impression I get is that the two of you had a lot of problems with one another.
No, she just had a problem with me.
You were fine with her.
Yeah, I was like, you know, this might be great. I'm going to be a big movie star. it was her first you want like just a quick truncated
I you know, it's interesting to me because she's, you know, she's one of America's sweethearts,
and also it's a bit ironic because every interview she talks about her love of Gary Unmarried. Yeah. There's not one interview that you read with her where she's not like going, I want to have children and I fucking love Gary Unmarried. And actually she raises her voice.
It is amazing, like, she makes the news. Everybody says she's pregnant now, you know, and like the tabloids. But there's no doctor that says it. It's because she's been at parties not drinking. Like, you know, you drink a lot, that when you go to a party and don't drink, someone has to, like, go, like, take this to the press.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did an old time. Like, I had a little typewriter out. I was like, scoop more. So
Jay, I heard that Tracy Morgan got her pregnant.
I gotta regulate Rachel. Me and Jeff Garland are getting everybody pregnant. Regulating all shades.
No, a lot of guys that were like actual movie stars screen tested for Picture Perfect, and then I got it. Glenn Gordon Caron, the director who created Moonlighting, stuck his neck out and went to Fox and basically said, I won't make the movie unless this is the guy. And then she was like, her boyfriend was Tate Donovan. He screen tested for it. And like,
he would have been good.
Like Billy Baldwin, John Stewart. There's like real guys, like John Corbett. And then
John Stewart probably wouldn't have been too good.
John Stewart's good as an actor, for real. I was in a movie with him.
No, he's a good actor.
Who knows the movie I was in?
Oh, it was John called Stewart. Like, it was episodic, right? It had a bunch of vignettes.
That's right, Go. You're right.
Oh, Go.
Yeah.
John Stewart's in Go?
No, they're crazy. Playing by Heart was the movie. Yes.
I like Playing by Heart. But like Angelina Jolie was in that or somebody.
Ellen,
right?
Burstyn, Jenna Rowland, yeah, Sean Connery.
Yeah, all right.
I like Miramax.
Really?
It was a Miramax release.
When you get picked to play Harvey Weinstein every time he's depicted in something,
when did you
have to know all of their films?
No. Long time.
It just happened once,
Weinstein.
But that was enough. You
that
nailed
enough,
it.
Yeah.
You're the Harvey Weinstein guy.
I thought he was
like every Russell. Halloween, you must be so busy.
I can't
going
keep track.
Parties
it's
and
crazy.
I thought he was sounded more like Larry King. Miramax, go. Yes. So I got the part, and then the first day of rehearsal, it was me and Ileana Douglas on a soundstage waiting for her to show up. She walked in, and she walks up to Ileana Douglas like, you're Ileana Douglas, and you're me. And she goes, six guys they screen tested. The one fucking guy I hate, that's who they hire. That was our first day of life together. So it was life from there. Isn't that nice? Delightful.
At what point did you, because you really had a broken wrist that they had to ride into it, or how'd that work?
Yeah, no, I was doing skateboard camp, and then I was trying, like, always trying to make better myself, basically. And then I just took it too far.
That's funny you should mention it, because Bellflower is about guys at skateboard camp.
I'd like to hear about it, potheads.
With a lot of blood, and it's like a fever dream.
Skateboarding in Bellflower?
Yeah, there's lots of skateboarding in Bellflower.
Tell us about it.
Tony Hawk has a cameo.
Yeah.
He comes in with a flamethrower.
Sheena Easton has a cameo.
Sugar Walls,
I've seen
baby.
It too. Or maybe I was like on acid or something. I thought I saw Sheena Easton in Bellflower, the movie.com with a dash. Or a
Bellflower dash the movie.com.
Yeah. Is that right? It's really weak though, isn't it?
No. All right, you know what? I know how to sell shit. For example, my next movie. Okay.
Okay.
My next movie is called Dealing with Idiots, but am I going to call it with dealingwithidiots.com? No, it's grandmascock.com. Everybody and their next door neighbor will know the website.
Who doesn't Google Grandma's Cock every once in a while?
Dealing with Idiots, but it's going to be grandmascock.com.
Good luck getting that name.
What?
You're not going to clear Grandma's Cock.
Got it.
No, you don't.
Own it.
There's no way.
Own it.
Someone does. Someone in this audience probably owns it already.
No, I own Grandma's Cock.
Grandma's Cock?
Grandma's Cock is all mine.
I'd like to see it. I would like to see it. Bellflower, the movie, grandmascock.com.
See, that wouldn't work because of the Bellflower, the movie part.
Maybe it wouldn't work to you. Don't speak for
but
us.
Grandma's Cock, Ham and Eggers. Holy shit. Fuckers everywhere will be on that website. Because people by accident type in Grandma's Cock to Google all the time.
They're just
sitting at home going, let me just see. Grandma's Cock, it is.
That's a salient point that Jeff just said, because I went to type in Grand Rapids, Michigan on Google search, and it just Grandma's Cock, it just did its...
Yeah, that's how popular it is.
It thunk for me.
Yeah.
When is GC, the movie, going to come out?
Oh, no. Dealing with Idiots? I don't know. I'm filming it in January. I don't know when it's coming.
You're filming it in January?
Yeah. But I'm prepping, man. I think ahead. Not like Bellflower Johnson over here.
Isn't there... don't you have some sort of movie in the can, or is it all curb at this point?
What do I have in the can? Oh, I have a movie, an animated movie called Paranorman by the people who did Coraline.
Oh, sounds dumb.
It's about a little boy who sees. It's a little boy who sees dead people, and they were furious that I had gotten Grandma's Cock ahead of time because that was their rollout plan. So tough. Some of us are, you know.
Who's going to play your lead idiot?
Lead idiot in what?
Grandma's Cock.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
In Dealing with Idiots.
I am playing the lead idiot. No, I am the lead idiot.
Oh, yeah?
You don't discover I'm an idiot till the end. I've blown the whole movie.
Spoiler alert.
The movie's about Little League Baseball parents, and it's rated R. And, I haven't made it yet, but it's rated R. It's intended to be rated R. The kids might as well be extras. It's just about the parents who are douchebags.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I know.
I'm going to totally see that.
I know.
When it's filmed,
it's like a David Lynch fever dream.
Come by the set.
Look for that in late 2012.
Nothing for that callback? Nothing at all.
If I'm filming in January, it'll probably be out either in the summer or the fall of next year.
All right. We're gonna see that shit, man.
Yeah. because it'll have the website that'll pull you in.
I might start in January, summer, fall. What is this, like the fucking ambiguous panel? Some website, some place.
What are you, Cocksure Johnson?
Yes. Ask me something. I'll tell you right now.
Ask me something. I'll tell you ambiguously.
All right. Did Wally Schirra ever get to the moon?
Huh? Let's go ahead, Doug.
How did you... How about Tom Cruise? How'd you get along with him, Jay?
There's other people up here. Share, spread it.
No, hold on a second. He doesn't want to talk. He's got nothing to say. That's number one. Number two, I've said plenty. I said Grandma's Cock 20 times. It's a dream of mine. To be on something that goes out to America, and I can say Grandma's Cock all I want, fucking A, let's go, motherfucker. So all I'm saying to you is, Jay, how did you get along with Tom Cruise?
He was one of the coolest people I ever met in my life. And I'll tell you.
He's so pumped for life. Right? Am I right?
When I worked with him, it was pre-couch jump.
And yeah, but he was still pretty amped, wasn't he?
He was fucking fired up, man. But he's one of those guys, like, when you hear people talk about a coach that got their shit together and set them on the right path, like, he was like that to me. He was so cool and so nice and kind. And I remember thinking to myself, okay, if I'm ever, like, the lead in a movie, that's how you act. But luckily, I've never gotten above 6 on the call sheet so I can act like an asshole.
Act Farts. Like?
He was great.
That's cool.
I would love to dish dirt on TC.
What about, we're across the street from the Scientology. What happened there?
At Scientology?
No, at dinner with Tom Cruise.
I had dinner with Tom Cruise and, what the fuck is it? Kanye West.
Grandma's
and,
cock.
What the fuck is that? Kanye West?
I had, Jeff
so hard
like the,
to pull his name out.
No, Kanye West.
Jeff does not like the blacks.
Once I did.
What the fuck is that?
People love him.
Oh, it's
him,
Kanye West.
I did a cameo on his sitcom.
What
never
is
aired.
That fucking brown cool. thing moving towards me? Oh. You said what the fuck is that? It's a human being. Or as they say in Philly, a human being.
Yeah, but I never said brown thing. What the fuck's your ass? Up your ass, Whitey Johnson.
You did inject extra racism.
I didn't need to. What the fuck? I'm just saying I don't fucking pay attention.
I get a lot of nicknames tonight already.
Jeff Garland does not like black people.
He does not.
Where the fuck is that coming from?
Doug Benson's
don't you
mouth.
Dare. As a matter of fact, by the way, today for my new television show, I pitched the idea of having a black wife.
Wow. Really?
And the network that'll, was not against it.
Yeah, that'll bring
all right.
in the viewers.
Yeah. All right.
So who do you think you're going to get? Like maybe...
Ben Vereen.
Wendell Pierce?
You went for the same joke. Yours is actually a little more current. Because I'm a big Wire fan. So I would have gone with
two men trampled running for the same punchline. That was nice.
It was beautiful.
You should go real black for your wife. Like Lil' Kim or somebody.
That would be so awesome. I don't even know what to say.
I know.
That would be amazing.
But
just me constantly trying to calm her down. Don't shoot them!
It is absurd when networks
are
like...
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah.
I was going to
so
count
what was
down.
The thing?
There it is.
What was
that?
Oh, yeah. So I had dinner with Kanye West and Tom Cruise, and it was because of J.J. Abrams. It was at the Mission Impossible.
I didn't say what kind of weird dreams have you had lately.
By the way, holy shit, you just reminded me of something. I'll just say, I'm going to tell this within 20, 30 seconds.
All right, go.
Had dinner with Kanye West, Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise is very nice. Kanye West, nice guy, whatever. But I had dinner with him afterwards. J.J. Abrams and I
10,
end up lying. In a hotel room with Jeff Goldblum watching himself on Conan O'Brien with one of the Olsen twins and Lake Bell and I forgot the other one.
You know, this is a story you could have slowed down a little.
What's the Hellboy movies?
Selma Blair,
who sat in my lap.
Nev
That's
Campbell.
What I'm saying. Nev Campbell wasn't there. But that night is truly what dreams.
Does anyone here know what it was?
What?
I mean, you really, that's a 45-second story,
yeah.
though.
Thanks for coming on Million Dollar Name Drop. And
but by the way, you said, because I remembered, you know, I never put those two together, but that's a weird night.
But who?
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And all because of JJ, because JJ insisted we go to the room.
I wish it was JJ Evans.
He died, didn't he? On the show? Didn't J.J.
No,
Evans
James
die?
Died.
Oh, James
Brought
died.
Your hand, Florida.
J.J. did not.
Oh, all right.
Say something, Evan. Just
hello.
Anything.
Hello,
what
world.
You're good.
Jay, what would it have been like if if Tracy Morgan was on Good Times?
I'm glad that was my sister, but damn, she's fine.
By the way, you know, you say that as a hypothetical. If any actor today belonged on Good Times,
whoa,
that dude.
What do you mean by that?
He's a brown thing. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm uncomfortable.
What do I mean
dog.
By that? He actually, his acting style would have fit in perfect.
There was an episode where James Evans said, if my son was gay, I'd stab him.
I remember
you
that episode.
Your
was
mouth.
It Janet Jackson in that I one getting burned?
When
Doug jokes that
opened
only,
his mouth to say that, I was already fucking in the tractor beam of...
It's a race.
Yeah. Tracy would have been good on Good Times. I think he would have been better on...
Sanford and Son?
Different Strokes as the Gooch.
As the Gooch? I don't even know that character.
Yeah, who's the Gooch?
It's the bully.
Oh
yeah.
I'm glad you remember that.
Is this fucking Doug Loves TV? When do you guys get your heads out of your asses and play some ball out there? So what would he say if
so
he was
I'm
the
excited
Gooch?
About,
you set it up.
I'm
if he was
excited,
the Gooch, what would he say?
He would say, I want to go see the movie Cloverfield that's playing in selected cities right now.
You mean Bellflower?
Bellflower.
What did I say?
No,
said
Cloverfield.
No. I don't mean Bellflower.
See, that's the problem with
I
the fucking
go
title.
See the, movie
the title should be Grandma's Cock. That alone.
Yes, that would be better.
Why do you assume?
Just
because Evan's sitting next to me. Why do you assume that it's his movie? I want to fucking I'm a man of my word. Cloverfield. I didn't get to see.
We're releasing it this week. 1 week only. The big Cloverfield re-release.
Yeah, that's why I tour. Is because when I'm in hotel rooms, I get to see old movies. My friend, future guest T.J. Miller. He's in Cloverfield, so yeah.
We picked that up for you.
Thank you.
I think, is he in the hotel room watching Jeff Goldblum on Conan O'Brien? How many people were in that room?
I don't watch myself on Conan O'Brien.
As you felt the need to jam it into an 8-second clip.
No, I wanted to get it quick because I know it could be long.
Yeah, but you made it so quick. I'm picturing like the Pine Knot Motel, and everyone's like, it's like this.
No, it was a hotel in Soho in New York. I don't remember. Just move on.
You do remember.
I remember every detail, and truly, I could totally take over this podcast.
Do it.
No, I have too much respect for Doug.
He's not doing anything.
He's got a Leonard Maltin shit coming up. Come on, man.
Leonard Maltin? One time in New York, I watched Nicole Kidman eat a napkin that was on fire.
What were you wearing? That's the important thing.
I had on a trench
coat. Can I tell somebody the funniest thing, one of my favorite things about you?
Does that mean you don't want to hear Doug's answer to your own question?
No, I'm good.
What were you wearing? Hey!
All right, listen. Doug and I years ago,
sit this one out.
We Doug and I were on the road a million times together. We'd always be opening for some hack, for the most part.
Yeah, sure.
For the most part. Yeah. Every once in a while. All right, but anyhow, what a time! This is awesome! This is so awesome! He was staying in a different hotel than me. I said, what did you do today? He said... They had a video camera channel of the lobby. They had a video of the lobby that was piped into the hotel rooms, and he put in a VCR and he put a videotape in and recorded himself doing stuff in the lobby and going to the front desk and doing all sorts of shit. I thought that was awesome. Oh fuck, alright.
Doug, do you remember specific things you did? Is that the Cloverfield poster?
That's a Mad Max poster.
Yeah. He brought, Evan brought this awesome Cloverfield poster.
Yes.
Oh, is this a new Mad Max?
Is that you on the poster?
That's a lot of fire.
That's me on the poster.
Yeah, you're like hiding your face behind the.
Bellflower. Yeah, it looks like Mad Max.
Bellflower. Oh, yeah, that's yeah. Nice. It's really cool. Has anybody seen Bellflower? Yeah, it's good, right?
Yes!
This girl's just say, can I have that? No, it's going to be a prize.
You're a fantastic seat.
It's a prize. It's going to be a prize for whoever wins
give
today.
Give it to her. Give it to her.
Just give it to her?
It's not mine anymore.
I don't think everyone else would agree with that.
No, just let the show go. Let them play the fucking Leonard Maltin game. Because they listen to me.
Them. Like he's not out here. Just let them do their show. Why do you have to mess with their show, Jay? Why are you messing with it from within?
Let them do the thing, and then we'll have the house to ourselves when they leave. Can I see the poster?
What character is that?
The old Jew you've become in front of my eyes.
No, here's my old Jew. Listen to me. Listen to me, Jeff. When you go out and you do the stand-up comedy, people love it. They gobble it up. They love it.
Are you going out to do one of your skits? It's amazing how, like, your fans...
It's amazing how you're such a... You're a Nazi, practically.
You are this close to being a Nazi.
You said Brown one, not
home,
me.
People at home can't see what I'm wearing, so you're on your own on this.
Okay, well, he's dressed. He's wearing a T-shirt with a giant swastika. For those of you listening.
I was going to set you up for the full thing.
Yeah, I know,
full SS.
But I like the T-shirt with the swastika because it seems more like you're fucked up.
You were doing your character, so then I joined along.
I know, I appreciate it.
And you were doing Bernie Brillstein. Don't think you hid that from me.
By the way, it actually, I found it accidentally that was Bernie's voice, and I've been doing it for, listen to me, they're going to fuck you. No matter what you do in this town, you little bellflower cocksucker, they're going to fuck you. So I guess it is sort of a Bernie Brillstein.
How much did Bellflower...
I'm trying to help him promote his movie. You don't need to
call Bellflower lighter. Bellflower lighter.
Yeah, Bellflower lighter.
Did you get that in the gift shop on bellflower-movie.com? I went to the gift room there, and I ordered 16 of those to hand out to young retired people.
That reminds me. They'd like you to leave the gift room at bellflower/themovie.com. It's a pocket-sized flamethrower. It's a lighter, a regular-sized lighter.
I still would like to see the poster
conjunction with the movie. No. I already put it away.
You're slowing things down.
We also have books. Jay Moore wrote this is your second book, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's called No Wonder My Parents Drank. Tales of a Dildo Child.
Yeah. Dildo Children.
No, Tales from a Stand-Up Dad. So you're gonna get a copy of that. Did you write your name in it or anything? Or
no, I mean, but just somebody tosses me a pen.
I signed mine.
And Jeff Garland's My Footprint, Carrying the Weight of the World. And on the cover, thanks, Jeff, brother, is on a
treadmill in the
land speeder, and they're chasing you through the forest in Return of the Jedi.
That's correct, Doug. So look for it at your local bookstore.
Why is your
Eddie Spell Benson?
Why is your thing in the your treadmill out in the middle of what looks like a forest?
I thought this was about movies.
Can I just? There's already a movie being made of this. Will you just relax?
Oh, no.
All right.
He's unplugged.
He does his slamming good. All right.
We got to play the Leonard.
All right, but let me just tell you quickly. The new book is called "Curbing It." They made me change the. They want me to change the title, and we're shooting a new cover because for the paperback because people thought this was a diet book. I'm being totally serious.
You're on a treadmill, and it says My Footprint.
It's about me trying to lose weight while filming Curb Your Enthusiasm and also trying to go green. That's why Treadmill in the Forest, but nobody got that. It's more of a memoir than it is. I don't
diet
teach anybody how to
sell.
Lose weight.
Diet books and
not men's diet books, number one. Really? I learned that. And number because people mistook it for a diet book and didn't buy it. And, you know, so...
So this is going to be like a valuable copy because you're changing it.
Yes, it will be no longer be available.
Look at your sweet face. Jeff's one of those guys, it's just always, I'm being completely serious, he's like human pot. He's just good. You see Jeff, you smile. You're just one of those guys.
Well, you're a good man to say that, Jay Moore. I still think you're Nazi-like, but what the hell's going on?
That's my...
Oh, that's you. Was that...
Oh, now the party got started.
Just shot a woot muggy in the crowd. Hey, you guys want to pick some name tags? Pick a name tag. Pick who you want to play for.
Doug finds Jeff so dull. He's throwing toys into the audience.
Somebody in the audience.
Oh, I get to choose.
You will play from them, and they will win a woot muggy. They will win a Bellflower poster. They'll win both.
I want Justin. He's holding up bread.
Oh, see? Jeff went for the sandwich. Good
call,
Justin. By the way,
can I eat it? Oh, fucking A, great.
It's PB&J.
Great.
All right, so you're going to eat your name tag.
Weston brought me dinner, and I picked him.
Wow, she brought her iPad?
Yeah, you can keep that iPad if you pick that, Jay.
What's that say? SL El Toro? Definitely not you. No, I'm really not that mean of a guy.
What do you think, Evan? Who do you want to play for?
Does someone have a beer tag?
Yeah.
I just want the beer.
Oh yeah, it says Joe, and it's got can he drink
I'll
it?
Take
is
this,
an extra? Oh, that's perfect.
Olivia, what's this
there
person's name?
I don't have a bottle opener, but. Oh yeah, there's a lighter.
It's a really good paper.
Do you know how to use a lighter to
just
open
the right amount of peanut butter and jelly? Young people love.
What's
it.
What's that one say?
Was this the idea?
No, behind the one that I can't read. This is fascinating radio, Doug.
Let me tell you when something. It's not radio, it's a podcast.
When do all the hot chicks come out?
Hey, the Hooters girls are here. Wow.
If you didn't bring your wife, there's not going to be any hot chicks coming out.
Bet your balls.
I had fun talking to you guys on your podcast, More Stories, but pick a name tag so we can do this.
This guy's got like an Asian fan. I like Chris. I'll dig that shit, man.
Chris, you were my
Chris?
Number two.
All right,
so
could you bring that down, Chris?
Sure.
All right. I like you guys, but I took your
it's
panel.
It's an Asian
also,
fan.
They would have thought the
Jay loves his Asian fans.
Yeah, I do. I love my Asian fans.
His heart goes out to everyone in Japan, all they went
do you
through.
Do that's my stage name?
Come on up on stage, man. What's your name? Where are you from?
Do you know that's my stage name, James. Asian fan?
James, where are you from?
New York.
All right,
that's just the guy that passed the name tag up here. I don't know why you're, I don't know why you're interviewing the
Mr.
guy. That,
Mr. Look at me over there, James.
The name tag
what, do you have a name tag thing? Did you have one?
No.
Yeah.
This might be the first episode ever where we just don't even finish the Leonard Maltin game because we're on a tight time crunch.
Chris, this fan
is
horrible.
A great peanut butter and jelly. Did someone tell you I'd be here tonight? Oh, because that's a good planning. If
Jeff,
it was.
You have a peanut allergy. What are you doing?
I want to make the show interesting.
Too late.
You either don't make it at all or you get an ambulance comes to get you during the show.
Mm-hmm.
I got a copy of it. Just came out today, Jeff. My new CD DVD, Potty Mouth.
Potty Mouth!
Comedy Central, Comedy Central Records.
That's right.
What are you, one of them readers?
There's literal Larry.
I have nothing to say to add. Get on with the game.
We've noticed.
All right, let's do it. We'll start with you, Jeff.
Yes.
You get to pick a category.
Okay.
Would you like... it's Cameron Diaz's birthday today.
Mm-hmm.
So the films of Cameron Diaz. Or
her body's becoming Willem Dafoe's. She's like,
can I tell you something? Willem Dafoe has a great ass. That's all I'm saying to you.
Willem Dafoe is fucking A-Rod. They work out together.
They broke up. I don't know if you read the internet today.
Evan, just talk to Jay for a second.
Chris, you better be good, man.
Okay, so summer blockbusters is another category. That's movies that came out during the summer and they were blockbusters. And then for your third choice, James Dreveny on Twitter suggested bird watching, which is movies that have the word bird in the title.
How hard could that be?
It's there's a few. So movies that bird in the title, summer blockbusters, or Cammy Diaz.
I'm going to go with, my gut tells me bird, but I'm going with summer blockbusters.
Grandma's cock.
Yeah, go against your gut and go with Grandma's cock. 2009 is the year of this movie. 3.5 stars.
I want to switch to birds.
It's too late,
really?
Sir.
I'm fucking with you. Go ahead.
Oh. You can drink this?
Cameron Diaz.
3.5 stars from Leonard. 2009, he calls this movie energetic, and he calls it inventive, and he says the movie has a soaring score. And there are 17 names.
Jesus.
Yeah. How many names do you think you get in Jeff Garlin? Then we'll go to Jay Moore, and then we'll go to Evan. Is it Glodell? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yes.
Okay. Glodell. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jeff?
What's your last name, Clodo?
I can get it in...
Glow?
Yeah.
Glow.
3.
Whoa.
Name that movie.
It's a strong opening bit. Jay goes right to name that movie. Here's your three names. Tyler Perry, Clifton Collins Jr., and Ferran Tahir.
Hold on. I'm sorry, but which one of those three names is going to play your wife on your new show?
Definitely not Clifton Collins Jr.
Too bad.
Ferran Tahir and Tyler Perry. Those are your three names. It's a summer blockbuster from 2009.
So I have to pick one of them that was in it?
You have to name the movie.
Oh.
No, just pick one of those three names.
Oh. They were all in it?
What year is it?
They were all in it.
What year is it?
You've played this before, Jeff.
I know, but I forgot.
2009.
No, now. What year is it?
2011. Oh, you want to know from me? All right.
I'm going to get 2011 pregnant.
All right, he gets the thing.
What? Because you don't know it?
I have no fucking clue.
Guess the summer blockbuster from around 2009.
I don't know summer blockbusters.
Really? You were in one called Wall-E.
That's not a summer blockbuster. It made a lot of money, but it's not a summer blockbuster.
Yeah, it wasn't a blockbuster.
I disagree.
No, it made a ton of fucking money. That would,
$500 million worldwide.
I'm going to say, I agree with Jeff that it wasn't a blockbuster. I think it was a cultural blockbuster, if you know what I mean.
I think it was, I don't know what you mean.
I don't know what you mean either.
Oh, you mean like Pauly?
Yeah.
That's not even funny because that's how few people even know of Pauly.
Why? Pauly's great. I stand by Pauly.
That's a fun movie, right?
Is that the one about the kangaroo?
Yeah.
It's a parrot, you asshole.
It's the other Jenna Rollins movie I did, but whatever.
All right. Anyway, this particular summer blockbuster is...
I hope you guys...
Star Trek. They all know it.
Wait,
Tyler Perry was never been in anything lowly billed like that.
And he was one of the people on the board.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler Perry was in Star Trek.
So you do know summer blockbusters. Yeah, yeah. He's like a plays an intergalactic judge or something.
He played a what the fuck is that?
This is I hope this isn't the week black people choose to try my podcast.
Jeff Garland's ruining it.
Oh, stop with the Jeff Garland.
Why'd your voice get so high?
Because you're defensive. It does that.
But you got the point. You got the point, Jay. Jay has one point because you said name that movie.
How many points do you get
to win?
In
your face,
Garland!
It's first person to two.
Yes!
Or 5 minutes from now, whichever comes first.
Okay, first person to two?
Yeah, 2 points.
Okay.
Yeah, so Jay is halfway there.
All right.
All right, we're going to...
What did you do?
I'm trying to go wireless here. We're going to start with Evan.
Just keep playing.
Okay. We'll start with Evan, then go to Jeff. And Evan gets to pick a category. Evan, would you like in theaters now. That's movies that are playing in theaters now.
Okay.
Would you like someone named Lost underscore Barley suggested Rated R.
Whoa.
And that's movies with pirates in them.
Oh.
I should have picked that one.
Well, it wasn't one of your options.
I know, but I'm saying I should have picked it even though it wasn't one of my options.
And then at Pink Fixed Gear suggested Hold Me, which is movies with a hostage situation.
Oh.
So you like hostages, pirates, or in theaters now?
I guess we'll do pirates.
Okay. Evan Glodell, director and writer of...
Bellflower.
Bellflower.
I almost said I didn't want to make it wrong. I wanted to give it its props.
All right, Evan, this pirate movie is from 1982. Leonard calls this movie Australian. I didn't know it was Australian because it has American actors in it. He also says it's a bomb, and he calls it appalling. And and he says it should have been called the ripoff movie. And there are six names. So how many names do you think you can get it in, Evan? I suggested opening bid.
I'm going to need all of them.
Six names.
Yes.
Okay. Then we go to Jeff. How many do you think you can do it in?
I think I can do it in five names.
Five names.
What year?
Jay.
1982.
It's name that movie.
Oh.
I'm winning right here.
How many names do you get, Jeff?
Five.
Five
names. Give him the whole. Give him fucking two Gina of the Davis. Words of the title. He won't get it.
You get everybody but the last name.
I don't know why I said that like Pesci.
Give him fucking two of the words. He won't get it. All right, now people in the audience are gonna know this one, so don't yell out if you know it.
That's just don't do that,
you'll be,
Jeff.
You'll be overwhelmed. What are you doing?
He's throwing it.
What kind of games are you running?
Jeff's throwing it. He wants me to win so we can go home.
Here's your name,
and
Jeff.
And eat his cheese with somebody.
I would love for you to win because we got to end this thing. Your names are Gary McDonald, Maggie Kirkpatrick, Bill Kerr, Ted Hamilton, and Christopher Atkins.
What the fuck? The Pirates of Penzance?
There's one movie left over, and that is incorrect. It's called The Pirate Movie.
That's what I was going to guess. Because he said it should be called The Rip-Off Movie.
And Jay Moore is the winner, everybody!
Yeah, that's Chris, right? How did I didn't play.
That's how you win sometimes.
I want to
by being a big pussy about it. It's a great
right,
way,
so
it's a great
so
way
so
to
one
win.
One person win all this shit?
Yeah.
All right, but I got one more thing.
But oh, I that's right. Guess that's movie? Right. You're not going to believe this, you guys. So Jeff,
don't tell the backstory.
Can I?
Okay, we'll just sit here quietly while you leave.
For fun, I think.
Give me a movie just for fun.
Well, I think the guy that plays Lonely Monkey.
We got not now.
No. You have to know.
I mean, all night with this one. I want a movie.
All right. So you're going to do the backstory?
Can I get a movie to guess?
So I have
really
a
to play this game.
I have a
you have to come back
today.
Time.
Nice let's just put it this way. I mean, here's the entire backstory. I stole this today. I was
but you
somewhere.
Did not know that you would be on with writer director of Bellflower
yeah.
and Jay Moore.
Yeah, I had no idea who
and
I was.
And yet,
on
this
with.
Is what you stole from
I stole,
somewhere.
I swear to God, I stole this today.
Look at this, Jay.
Nice. Look at my man boobs.
It's a promotional picture for Gary and Mary.
I have a deal at ABC Studios, and I'm in the hallway, and I took this off the wall and walked into the meeting with it, and I said, I want all Gary Unmarried collectibles. Having no idea that you... That's why I freaked out when you walked backstage. I'm like, holy shit.
When I showed up tonight, Jeff goes, oh, my God. And I thought,
you got to sign this thing.
I'll sign it.
Yeah, here.
Look, I was... people that are listening don't know what it is. It's a poster of me and Jamie King from...
yeah, she's
Gary
cute,
Unmarried.
Dude.
But look at... You can tell I lost a bit of weight because I have gynomastia here. And here I got boobage right here. Flexing the tricep at all times.
All right, where's Justin at? Justin, come get your stuff.
Justin, my guy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Fuck
Chris,
Justin.
Chris, come down here. But Justin, you have to come
Chris,
name
I stood up for you, man.
You have to come name a shithead, Justin.
I was giving this away tonight, no matter what, right. By the way. The idea that you're here is just crazy.
That's such
it looks
weird
like a
timing.
Wig.
But you know what? Like in the hallway, they have all their shows.
And what did they
say? This is the only canceled one.
When you said Gary,
where'd you write it?
You ain't lying, brother.
Yes!
Here's your fan. Thanks, brother.
Hold on, pocket-sized flamethrower.
Where's Joe that Evan was playing for?
My book.
Over here, dude.
You're welcome.
I don't get to guess
Enjoy.
A movie.
Yeah, here, you get all this stuff. You get those books.
Took
I'm
me
sorry
two
I don't
hours
have a bag this
here.
Week, but everything was too big. Here you go. Oh, sorry. Here's a.
Who brought the monkey?
You know what, my
pen
friend?
For Joe
with that,
that
tonight, you're going to get
this
laid.
I wanted to look this up quick. The
you can't help it, my friend.
The guy who plays Lord Humongous, one of the only other movies he's in is the pirate movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's in your movie?
I remember.
There's no side of the room's glad.
If you see my movie, you would understand the significance, but there's like an obsession with Lord Humongous in it.
The pirate
That's
movie.
That's pretty awesome, the pirate movie.
All permanently stamped in our memories.
Movies with pirates in them.
Mm-hmm. You
do you
all
know,
let me
do you know
guess
who was the star of it?
Who?
Olivia Newton-John.
From Family. No, Christy McNichol.
Who is my neighbor? I swear to God.
It's Jeff, you're the worst person alive.
You really are like the most showbiz guy I've ever known.
She lives three houses down from me.
Have you
if you want to know what she's doing, she's watering her lawn.
A big round of applause for my guest, Jay Moore. Jeff Garlin, and seriously, check out Bellflower, written, directed, and starring
Bellflower,
Evan Glodell.
Bellflower.
And go to grandmascock.com. It's under construction, but you'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Go to Grandma's Cock, and you can play the Leonard Maltin game against Graham Elwood with me at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux Falls on September 9th, and at the Rialto Theater in Tucson on September 10th. And as always... Gaddafi is a shithead, and Punky Brewster is a shithead.
Why?
Now it's time for Doug to watch another hockey. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him cry.